This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this, the last weekend of the month of February 2023. Can you believe that? On our show this hour, my first guest is John Davidson. John is a longtime friend of ours, and he, of course, sat in for Peter Marshall after Peter left the show, Hollywood Squares we're talking about. He also hosted The Tonight Show about 40 times, a recording artist, and acted on stage with shows like Oklahoma. John will be joining us. Then an actor and producer, Klein Crawford. He has a brand new movie out called The Integrity of Joseph Chambers. From Investigation Discovery, our friend Lieutenant Joe Kenda, and our lifestyle expert, Hyman May, talking about Margarita Day, and Francis Largeman Roth chatting about snacks. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment. One wonderful moment when fate takes his hand. This is the moment, my once in a lifetime, where I can explore a new and exciting life.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Actually, who you are listening to is a friend of ours for many, many years. We're in our 32nd year of doing this national radio show, and when we started, our next guest was with us a couple, three times a month, and I haven't talked to him in years. I am very excited that he is here, and he's going to entertain us with some great news that he's got in his remarkable career. Joining us right now is longtime friend John Davidson. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good to hear you again.
Ron, it's great to see you again. Man, we've done so much stuff over the years. And that recording was, I think you just played. I just heard a little bit of something there. I've had a lot of recordings, but performing live has always been my fun thing. You know that. And, I performed a lot in the Orlando area as well. Did a lot of things at Disney and stuff. But I have my own club now in Sandwich, New Hampshire called Club Sandwich. It's a barn. Of course, it's a barn if it's New Hampshire. I've got a lot of old barns. And it's just 44 seats, but I'm singing with my guitar and a bass player, And I love the intimacy of it. It's a very intimate little theater. I feel like I'm singing in my living room. I sit on ladies' laps and sing and tell jokes.
I'm very excited about this. I just found out about this a couple of days ago, and it was funny because I was thinking about you the other day about all of the 82 appearances on Johnny's Tonight Show. And, you know, I wonder what John's doing. You and I used to talk when you lived on your boat. That's how long we go back.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I was getting that boat ready as I was going to turn 50. This was 30 years ago. I thought my life was going to be over soon, and so I wanted a great adventure. I took my own boat through the Panama Canal, and I must have talked to you from California.
Yeah.
I was getting the boat ready for that trip. Thanks for remembering that, man.
And also remember the time that you were in Orlando, and you were gracious enough to meet some of my family that were visiting from the north backstage at, I think it was the Bob Carr Center. I think the show, John, was either Oklahoma or State Fair.
Yeah. I toured with Oklahoma a lot. I played Curly until I was like 55. I was too old to be Curly. He should be a young cowboy. But yeah, and then I did State Fair, the musical on our way to Broadway, actually played Orlando in that. I've done a lot of Broadway stuff, and then I got into television, hosted Hollywood Squares, and That's Incredible, and sat in for Carson. It's been a crazy career.
But you know, I got to tell you something. Your humor, your talent, whether it be acting, singing, is incomparable, really. I mean, you do a terrific job. Now, I have to tell you something. I know that you've had like 13 albums out. And early on in the early 70s, I started singing with a little rhythm section, and today now I tour with a 15-piece orchestra. But I got to tell you, back in 72, 73, because I was a disc jockey at that time, the song that I thought should have been Your Million Seller, and the song that I did, and a great song, I can't remember the name of the album, but the song was called Every Time I Sing a Love Song. That should have been a number one record.
Ron, I thank you so much for bringing that. Yeah. Every time I sing a love song, I'll be singing it to you.
Yeah.
It was a song that I think Elvis had recorded and never released. And, yeah, I thought that should have been a hit, too. I thought it was very well produced. But I wasn't set up to be a hit record guy. Tony Orlando is a good friend, and he got me in the studio and tried to get me to make a hit record. A guy named David Gates, who used to sing with Brad, got me into a studio and tried to help me get a hit. I've never had a hit, but yeah, thank you for remembering that. That was a good song.
I love that song, and I have it on an album here in my studio right now, but believe it or not, I was going to play it. I don't have a record player. Can you believe that? Now, you mentioned Tony.
I just got a record player again myself. Yeah, thanks for remembering that, man.
You mentioned Tony Orlando. Tony's a dear friend of mine. In fact, last week he was over my house with his wife, Franny, for dinner. And I don't have to remind him about that because I didn't realize that he was so involved in trying to get you to have a hit record. And you deserved it. I got to be honest. You have.
It was just one time. But I think he, you know, he said you've got to phrase things differently. He said you're doing things like Curly in Oklahoma. You got to find your own style, and I eventually did, and it turned out okay, but he tried to help me. It was great.
Well, I have to tell you, yeah, he's a great guy, and if anybody's going to help somebody, he's the guy to do it. You know, you mentioned all of your television work, too. I mean, you had the Tom Jones Summer Replacement Show, the Kraft Summer Music Hall. You have done so many things on stage, and you also recreated with your wife a card game called Borderline USA. You wrote a book and a play, and you played the wizard in the Broadway musical Wicked. So it's not like you haven't been busy, busy, busy. You're like the old guy, Billy DeWolf, that used to be on The Tonight Show.
I think it's variety. I think I get bored easily. So, yeah, I started on Broadway, and then did this sitcom with Sally Field, and then wrote the book and the play. And Borderline USA is our geography card game to teach people where the states are. That's still available at johndavidson.com. I think I love the versatility of my career, and that's what kept me going. But I think it is confusing. People say, who is John Davidson? Well, I'm a Swiss Army knife, not just a spear. I can do many things, and I love the versatility.
And you have it. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you are very versatile and very appealing to audiences of all ages. Now, John, this Club Sandwich that is located in Sandwich, New Hampshire, as you mentioned, you do these shows with you and a bass player Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You do them only between, and this is the second season, June 24th and October 2nd. and it only has 44 seats, so you've got to make reservations relatively quick. But I sense that you love the intimacy, as you alluded to, because it's an altogether different venue than you would do in Las Vegas in a big showroom.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very intimate. But I'm still doing like a Las Vegas-type show. I have rear projection screens, the multimedia show. We were sold out all last summer. Wow. I was just doing Friday and Saturday. So this year I've added an extra show on Sunday matinee, so people want to come during the daytime. And I present other artists on Thursday nights. I present touring shows as well that come through. But I just love doing it. At my age, performing is on my singing and telling jokes is better than sex. Of course, most things are at my age.
See, that's pretty funny. I hate to say this, but I kind of relate to that. I would never admit it until you just did. But yeah, I feel your pain on that. What do you do in the wintertime? Do you come down here to Florida, do any gigs down here or other places where it's sunny and warm?
I have a daughter, yep, who lives in Atlanta, Florida. So I come down to Florida often to see her. My son lives in Mexico, over in La Paz, Mexico, in Baja. So I actually have a boat a boat on the Sea of Cortez. I spent some time on my boat there in the Sea of Cortez. And I also enjoy the New Hampshire winters, too. I get around to see my kids. I have three kids. I love getting around to see them. Yeah, I'm a grandpa. I've got six grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh. I can't picture that. I could talk to you for hours, John. We have a lot of catching up to do. I wish that you come back and join us again when you have more time. I want to remind everybody that they can go to johndavidson.com/Cub Sandwich to make reservations for his second season that starts on the 24th of this month. But, John, you got to visit us more often. I enjoy you being here, and it's been way too long since our last visit. So can we do this more often in the future?
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the invitation. I'll let you know when I'm in town. All the best, Ron. It's great to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you, too, John. Congratulations on the second season. Good luck, my friend. Our guest has been singer, actor, writer, host of television shows, the full package, John Davidson. And again, the place to go if you want tickets to his big show that is in Sandwich, New Hampshire, Club Sandwich, is to johndavidson.com/Club Sandwich. The amazing part about John, and I say this affectionately, okay, he had over 13, 14 albums. He never had a hit record. Not fair. This guy really and truly was a talented and continues to be a talented entity in the entertainment business. Good voice, great arrangements, great songs, and a great entertainer. The full package, really, when you go on stage. He does it all. Comedy, singing, dances. He is really the premier performer, but never had a chart record. John Davidson. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Our next guest is quite a talented individual, an actor, a producer. You've seen him in a lot of stuff. Lethal Weapon, Rectify, for which he was nominated for a Critics' Choice Television Award. And he's part of a movie that's going to be out on video on demand tomorrow called The Integrity of Joseph Chambers. Joining us right now is Clayne Crawford. Hi, Clayne. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Clayne, I got to tell you something. We talked a little bit before we went on the air. You have a great voice for radio, for voiceovers. I know you're an actor, but boy, I tell you something. You have a career doing a lot of voice work. People in my business would die for a voice like that.
Oh, man, thank you. That's a great compliment, and I'm definitely just now starting to explore that side of the industry, and I find that it's possibly more fun than acting because you get to do it in your sweatpants.
That's correct. And the other thing, you don't have to put on makeup to go through all the rigmarole that you have to do when cameras are running. This is a very good movie and a thriller to beat the band. You're an insurance salesman, and you want to take care of your family in the event of an apocalypse, so you decide to go deer hunting. You're going to go out and kill the wild animals so that you can feed your family in case there is a total disaster. And the whole thing turns into a total disaster. Your wife didn't want you to do it. Your friends didn't want you to do it. So tell us a little about it, because I've watched the trailer, and boy, I tell you, it is very, very enticing.
You know, thank you. I think we were interested in the idea of an individual in this current world that we find ourselves in, that is born and raised in an urban environment, and now he's followed his wife, like a lot of us kind of felt, especially during COVID, kind of wanting to get out into the middle of nowhere and maybe raise your family and have gardens and so forth. And I think that's kind of the path that Joe and Tess are on. And when he moves to this small town, he realizes that the definition of what a man is a little different from where he's from. And he realizes that he doesn't have the skill set that a lot of these guys around him does. And hunting is one of those, you know, survival skills. This guy's probably never been camping in his life. It begins kind of from an ego place of just wanting to, again, fit in, be considered a man's man, and kind of being accepted in this community. But then on the other side, I think he genuinely loves his family, and I think he has fears as it relates to the trajectory of this country or planet Earth, whatever it is, and he's somewhat fearful that all he knows how to do is sell homes and navigate his iPhone. And I think he's desperate to kind of hone in these skills, and I think he feels that there's something primal possibly that's inside him that's going to help guide him on this path. Unfortunately, when he finds himself in the woods, he's more like a 12-year-old boy, kind of lost, and as a result, it becomes a bit reckless.
A lot of movies are relatable. Some people can't relate to Superman, big strong guys. Some can't relate to, you know, puny people. I can relate to this film because I would be a schmo out there. I would be Joseph Chambers. I'm not a hunter. I'm not any of those things. But he wants to prove himself that he's a man. His wife says, no, you're crazy. But he goes to shoot for a deer. I don't want to give this away, obviously, with a rifle that he's never used before. And something happens that turns his whole life around, and he's in the woods by himself. Now, the acting on this, Clayne, is superb, because I would assume that it's very difficult to be entirely by yourself in the wilderness and acting as if things are coming at you. And you've done this.
You know, Thank you again. But it's almost a little easier because, A, we had a very small crew shooting during COVID. We are out in the middle of nowhere. So I think when an actor will say that they can do their greatest work in a bathroom behind a locked door, right? And it's once you get on stage, you have to make sure that you're as free and as open and that you're able to kind of be vulnerable, as it were. In this situation, because I'm kind of isolated and on my own, it just made it a lot easier, actually, to find these emotions. And it's difficult because you don't want it to be melodramatic. You know, you want it to be honest and you want it to reflect how someone would actually respond in those circumstances. But it was more fun than it looked, I'll say that.
It was really made on a shoestring, wasn't it, Clayne?
It was. You know, again, technology has put us in a place where no longer is there a gatekeeper as it relates to allowing films to be made. You know, when I got into the industry in the late 90s, you had to go to Hollywood. You had to make that trek and you had to fight and claw, and it took millions of dollars to make a film, you know, just buying, renting the camera and the film stock and then hiring an editor to cut and splice this stuff. And again, with technology, you can shoot something on your iPhone. Mm-hmm. Now, we certainly didn't with this, but the technology is there to where it's affordable. So yes, these last few films that I've been shooting has been more of an exercise. Can we make great product without spending millions of dollars? So yes, we shot in my small town in Alabama. My wife and I produced this. My friends and I, we all financed it. And look, we were making food. My wife and I were buying wardrobe. We used families' vehicles and homes as locations. It was truly a grassroots experience.
But I want to tell everyone, even though it's a grassroots experience, this thing is very well done and very professionally done, I might add. The world premiere at Film Festival 2023 was already, and now it's going to be in select theaters and video on demand tomorrow. How long did it take you to do it?
We shot this film in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
You just don't have a lot of time, again, when you have limited resources, so we just try to make sure that we're planning out our shots very specifically and, you know, bringing in the actors, because we're fortunate enough to have Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you know, from The Walking Dead, and
yeah.
Jordana Brewster from Fast and the Furious, and Michael Raymond James, you know, just a great cast. But we shot it fairly quickly, you know, and it was a lot of running and gunning. But, you know, I go back to, as I was saying with relates to technology, you can make something look extremely beautiful with these cameras nowadays without having to break the bank.
Clayne, did you write it, you and your wife?
My partner, Robert Machoian, he's actually a photography professor at BYU. He directed and wrote the first film that we made, The Killing of Two Lovers, which was at Sundance 2020. And he wrote the story, and it was initially for Utah. So there was a lot of tracking of the deer, a lot of movement as it relates to kind of being on foot in a different style of hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the, I guess, more of the specifics, I had to kind of go in and just update it because we were shooting it in Alabama and just geographically speaking, how you have to hunt in this part of the country and just a lot of the things that go with hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely a collaboration.
Are you a hunter by any chance, or did you really have to act in this thing? I guess if you're not a hunter, then portraying not a hunter is probably a lot easier than one would think because you know what it's like, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense, and it's, you know, look, I grew up again in a very small town in Alabama, and I grew up, you know, I had my first rifle at 12, grew up in a military family,
oh.
So we were in deer stands by 13, and there was a lot of respect for firearms, clear understanding of how dangerous these weapons were, and safety. It was kind of hammered into us. So to go play someone who's a bumbling idiot and has no idea what he's doing with a weapon, you know, a lot of times we see who are doing dangerous, bad things, they're a bad guy. I thought there was something interesting about a guy with really good intentions, but just uneducated on what it is he's doing, how dangerous and scary that can be.
Well, you explained it well. A guy with good intentions, but just couldn't pull it off. And it's called The Integrity of Joseph Chambers. It stars our guest, Clayne Crawford. I hope that you do a lot of voiceover work, but don't take any jobs from me, Clayne. The show is going to be in select theaters and video on demand tomorrow. Clayne, anytime you want to come back and chat.
Man, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
And much luck with the movie, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Clayne Crawford. She's done a lot of things in the movie business. I even like the name. Again, the movie is called The Integrity of Joseph Chambers. You're listening to Ron Secchi today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special of DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA News Update. The U.S. has a gift for Russia to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine invasion.
The Biden administration imposing the new sanctions on Russia, which include U.S. financial and travel sanctions against 200 Russian individuals who support the invasion. I'm John Schaefer.
The Norfolk Southern Railroad is getting hit with lawsuits following the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. An Ohio-based law firm says it's filed a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of everyone living within 30 miles of the derailment. The Washington, D.C. rally at the Lincoln Memorial marked the one-year anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine. That was this afternoon. A Ukrainian refugee was there wanting to show support.
We wanted to show that we love Ukraine and want our country to be free.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is a friend of our show for many, many years. We were there in the beginning back in 2011, and we got some good news to talk about today. Our guest is the star of homicide hunter, our friend, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, Joe, I know a couple of years back when we talked, I think it was the end of your ninth season, you were going to hang it up. But now you have come back with even more responsibilities because Joe hosts American Detective on the Discovery Network, which talks about a lot of different cases that are being investigated. And then over on Investigation Discovery, he's back with Homicide Hunter. So you have been exceedingly busy after your announcement that you were going to stop the show in its ninth season a few years back. So, Joe, tell us about these two shows and what the season is going to be all about.
I think what this season offers is a true look at some very amazing and interesting cases that I felt what send me out at the top of my game. I elected to stop Homicide Hunter after nine seasons because what I have remaining in cases are either too simple or too disgusting. They involve children and babies. I won't do that. ID won't do that either. I didn't want to be the guy who remained in the stage after he lost his voice or the athlete who played one season too long. I wanted to go out at the top of my game. And that's what season is. It's excellent.
Well, you know, you're right about that. You never want the audience to walk out on you. You want to be the first one to leave. That leaves them wanting
correct
more. You have some unbelievable stories coming up this season, like the serial killer Cynthia.
Well, it's an unusual crime in the fact that most stranger homicides involve less than 5% of all cases. Most people die at the hands of someone they know. They either have a relationship with, a business involvement, illegal activity, whatever the reason is, but they are known. The less than 5% cases are the ghost, the shadow in the night, who shows up somehow, some way, and selects a target at random and does their deed and runs off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that case was. And when we worked it initially, we got nowhere with it. And then after a few years, we started to look at it again and say, why did we get nowhere with this? Well, people change their minds. They lose their loyalties. They fall out of love. They change their story. So let's go back and talk to everybody again. And we did that, and it still didn't get us anywhere. So then you have to think about that. Well, maybe it's just some dude who wandered in here for 50 or 60 or 70 days, and nobody knows who he is, and nobody knows where he is, and he's done this thing, and he's moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And the likelihood is he's done it elsewhere. So let's start asking around the country if anybody has a similar case. And that's how we found him.
You were 23 years on the Colorado Springs Police Department. And during that tenure, ladies and gentlemen, Joe and his team saw 356 of the 387 homicides. That's a 92% solve rate, one of the highest closure rates in the country. Yet, Joe, with his perseverance, you weren't happy about that. You wanted 387. And that is something that is embedded in you. I mean, it's not just, well, you know, we got 92%. I mean, you were really going for the whole enchilada.
Of course. There were 31 cases that remained unresolved when I retired, when I left the PD. Of those, three now have been solved through the use of advances in DNA. So now we're down to 28. I didn't solve those three. That was done by the cold case unit in the police department. But nonetheless, that's down to 28. It's still, to me, it had to be everyone. And you can't get everyone,
mm-hmm.
but you sure want to. It's just something that never goes away.
Yeah.
I think about those all the time.
I know you do. You know, leading up to the season, there's a promotion, I guess we should call it, that fans can actually follow behind-the-scenes content. Tell us about these call-outs you're going to do, fan giveaways, by following hashtag Homicide Hunter. I found that interesting because you're going to be on social platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that, Joe.
Well, it's all an idea of getting people a little more involved in it, so have them have a little fun with it and see how this is put together and how we do things and why we do things a certain way. When you have a murder case, the murder case is very, very complicated. If we presented a case that, as it occurred, each show would last for 6 weeks and nobody would watch it because
mm-hmm.
it would drive you crazy. On this rabbit warren, that's the wrong one, and on and on and on. So we have to select the highlights of the case. We overlook things. We don't talk about certain things because we have to fit this whole thing into an hour to a perfect stranger from the discovery of human remains and then to a courtroom and how we got there and have a perfect stranger say, oh, I see. I understand how they did that. So you select the highlights of the case, which is what I do. When I talk about that murder case, I select only the major points. Otherwise, it would go on forever, and it would be very annoying to the viewer. So it's entertainment. It's not court.
Joe, does a case ever get so cold you got to walk away from it? I know that's tough to ask you because you don't want to walk away from anything, but does that happen?
Oh, it happens. It happens. You're not dealing with a criminal genius like you do in the movies. It's somebody who's just lucky. He doesn't leave evidence of his passing. Nobody sees him. Nobody hears him. He has no connection to the victim. Why would he kill this person? Because he wanted to. But why did he want to? There's no identifiable motivation. So of the people on Earth, which one is it?
First of all, I got to tell you something. You do a fabulous job with this. I mean, you have the demeanor, you have the voice, you have the authoritative approach to it. I mean, this is a show that, as you know, because we've been doing this since the beginning, that I'm a big fan of. I mean, seasons went by just like that. The good news is, you got 20 more episodes. There's something on the next chapter of Joe Kenda on Investigation Discovery that you're going to be doing also. So you may not be able to talk about it, but there is something on the horizon.
And there is something. We will have a new series starting me sometime, and the actual premiere date is to be determined, and the content we're still working on, so I really can't discuss that with you, but I think people will find it to be interesting, and it's something that they want me to stay with because quite frankly we had a pretty big audience,
yeah,
and people enjoy it, and one of the things I think they like about it is I don't have a script. I say whatever I want.
Right, right. I know that.
And that makes a difference, I think. It comes across better because it's true. These aren't fictional events. These are events involving real people who do incredibly stupid things.
Joe, how's the book doing?
It's doing very well. I'm writing a second one right now as well, but we're still in the process of doing that. The first book has done very, very well. It's sold well, and that's out in paperback now. And I guess one of the big movers of it is the audiobook. People tend to like my voice.
I'm just going to say that. You are the perfect person to do an audiobook. In fact, a few years ago, the fellow by the name of La Fontaine, who did all of these movie trailers, passed away. He was the guy that did movie trailers for years and years and years. Boy, you could pick up where he left off, believe me. I am, as a over 50-year veteran of broadcasting, I am very jealous of your voice. I want you.
Well, I'll tell you something funny about that. When this show first came on television, and you see yourself on the screen, your face fills the screen, it's startling.
Right.
I mean, it really is. You look at, oh, my God, that's me. Right? Then I spoke. Now, your voice never sounds the same to you
right, as
it does to everyone else. So I looked at my wife, and I said, do I sound like that? And she said, well, yeah, I've been listening to your voice for 40 years. Of course, that's your voice. Okay. It was just weird. Who is that guy talking? Well, that's you. It is? You know? Yeah, as you understand, you're in the business, and your projected voice is not the same to your own ears.
I got to tell you a quick story. I started at 14 years old when I was single. I was, you know, go out on a date, and a girl would say, boy, you don't sound like you do on the radio. Well, I said, I don't talk, you know, I can't say, hey, it's 27 degrees outside when we're having dinner. You know, you kind of have a little facade. You go out.
I know. It's really funny. I mean, yeah. But, yeah, I never thought that would be the case. But people find it to be so. I was on an airplane and offered to put a lady's bag in the overhead for her. And a passenger two seats away with her back to me said, that's Joe Kenda's voice.
Wow.
Turned around and started looking for him, and then said, there he is. You know, like I'm a fugitive. You're like, there he is. You know, oh, my God. Yeah.
Joe, if that's happening to you have arrived, let me tell you. Great show with Lieutenant Joe Kenda, our friend for many, many years. And we'll be looking forward to chatting with you soon, Joe, to see what happens next season, okay?
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
But before we start talking about another season of another venture for Joe, I want to remind everybody that Homicide Hunter can now be seen on Investigation Discovery, the cable channel, and then he hosts a show called American Detective on Discovery, and he talks about a lot of the crimes that he wasn't involved with, but they're still in the news. Great guy, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Got a great voice, too, as we both agree on. We're going to pause for a second. I want to remind everyone that you can check our website at ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com. When you get there, you can either hit the icon that says Facebook and you and I can become friends, and you can also hit the icon that says Listen Live, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for just a couple of seconds, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to the last weekend of the month of February with Ron Seggi today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world. I didn't know this existed. Coming up Wednesday, we're going to celebrate National Margarita Day at last. And joining us right now
is the head of advocacy for Jose Cuvero Tequila, where he's responsible for on the impact that the spirit has on the people of Mexico and America, but the significance of tequila. He is a tequila expert. Joining us right now is Jaime Salas. Hi, Jaime. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thank you very much for having me, and I'm with you. It's about time for National Margarita Day.
Is this the first year for it, Jaime?
It's not. It's been going on for a few years, but it's quickly picking up steam, and now we're getting to celebrate one of the world's favorite drinks and the most popular drinks. And most importantly, it's probably the drink that gave a lot of notoriety and a lot of way and opened the doors for tequila around the world.
I didn't know that it was celebrated in this fashion. I mean, do we have to go and put up a tree or buy presents? We don't have to do any of that.
You do at my house. I'm joking. But, you know, it is a good time to celebrate. It's an opportunity to invite your friends over. Take the worry out of hosting, so spend less time prepping and more time enjoying or more time celebrating.
One of the things that I really found interesting, it is a cultural significance, tequila, because it means more than just a drink. What is the cultural significance?
Yeah, I think like most drinks, especially those with a provenance, history, and heritage, when they think of tequila, right, it's synonymous with it. It's also just what the culture has and how we communicate culture rather through drink. Think of a few things in the world communicate culture like food and drink. If you ever want to get to know somebody, you don't speak the language, there's nothing more inherent than outstretching your arm and offering them a plate of something or, you know, something in a glass that's native where you live, that perhaps you think, hey, why don't you try this? Mexico has a tequila. It's probably its biggest ambassador, right? When you think of Mexico, you think of things like the taco. You think of things like mariachi. You think of all these things that Mexico's given the world. It's a tapestry, a very rich tapestry,
Yeah. Culturally
speaking. However you feel about tequila, you think of it. You go, ah, tequila. And it's a very happy memory, right, culturally speaking. It's a representation of the culture. It's Mexico's legacy to the world, in part.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the owner of nearly 400 bottles of tequila, all part of his personal collection. Is that a collection that people collect cards? Like, you actually get into those bottles, or you just keep them there because they are such a remarkable display of tequila?
Everything that I collect, why not enjoy it?
There,
so for me, I do not deprive myself of that. I've broken into every single one of my tequila bottles.
Jaime, you are my new best friend.
Okay. Come on over. Today what we're doing is we're featuring host number one margarita lineup. The idea really is to share with folks out in the world that there's ways for them to be able to crack a bottle open, ready to drink, ease at-home drinking. It mitigates you having to spend a lot of time prepping, whether it be on the food side or the drink side. So if you're going to host, grab one of our authentic mango margaritas, for example, put it over fresh ice in a glass rim, chili lime salt. Delectable. It's a very unique pairing. And then you have our authentic lime. You know, it's already bright and zesty. Why not add a little bit of seltzer? And don't be shy. You can get a flavored seltzer. And then you have another offering from us, pink lemonade. And the idea here is any one of these you can serve in a communal serve, if you will. Think of a punch bowl or a big vessel with a spigot, and so that people, your guests, for example, can enjoy themselves.
I need to ask you about the Marg Shake-Up Flavor Contest.
What is the Cuervo Marg Shake-Up? Well, it's an opportunity for we, the people that love margaritas, to introduce our own flavor, submit our own flavor via the website, CuervoMarshakeUp.com. You go in your kitchen and submit your flavor profile to us. If you win, there's an opportunity to win up to $100,000 in cash and prizes. But more importantly, we get to feature your flavor on shelves near you. For example, we had a Tropical Paradise Margarita that was a winner last year. Now I can go out and buy it. The idea is sometime next year, whoever wins this year will be able to boast to their friends and say, hey, I created this flavor. And it'll be accessible to everybody around the country.
We can share some margaritas together. How's that?
I'll bring the margaritas, Ron. Thank you for having me.
I'll bring the microphone.
Cheers.
Jaime Salas has been our guest, king of margaritas. It is National Margarita Day. Getting my margarita all prepared. I hope she understands that. My next guest, she's been on many, many times, is a best-selling author and a registered dietitian nurse. I did not know that February is National Snacking Month. And joining us right now is Frances Largeman-Roth. Hi, Frances. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for having me back on.
I never knew there was a National Snacking Month.
Yeah, snacks.
Okay. Is it possible to snack on things that taste good and are good for you? Because normally, anything that's good for you typically doesn't taste any good.
Well, I am a huge believer that healthy can be fun and nutritious can be tasty. We're specifically talking about kids snacking today. And for kids, that can be an especially hard challenge. challenge, and I have learned that you have to make snacks fun. You have to make the experience fun. The snack has to be visually inviting.
So give us an example.
So, you know, cottage cheese is a wonderful, wonderful snack. It's high in protein. It has calcium. But, you know, the texture may not be ideal for kids. So Penn's created a first-of-its-kind smooth cottage cheese that is blended, and they blend it with real fruit to create something that is creamy, smooth, and has no curd at all. It's a really innovative snack. Comes in three flavors, strawberry, banana, strawberry, and mixed berry. Just a really cool thing.
Children a lot of times don't want to have a snack that looks like it's going to be like broccoli or something.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, statistically, it can take 18 to 20 exposures of a new food for a kid to even try something. And that's why making the packaging inviting, making it something that they can actually relate to really helps. Great if kids wanted to pick up a bunch of broccoli and snack on that, but that's generally not how it goes. This new blended creamy cottage cheese from Kent's is really a game changer.
What do you look for when it comes to nutrition?
Yeah, well, you know, kids are always growing, and they need those building blocks for growth, and protein is a huge one for kids, and each of these cottage cheese cuts contains 10 grams of protein, as well as healthy probiotics and no high fructose corn syrup. That could help them go from lunch to after school or from after school to dinner time, because protein is one of those nutrients that really helps us feel satisfied, essential for muscle and bone growth as well.
You know, your mom and father said, don't have snacks because it's going to ruin your dinner. But if you have the right snack, that's not bad, is it?
That's a really great point, Ron. You're absolutely right. That's kind of an outdated thought that you shouldn't ruin your dinner with a snack, because kids actually do need to snack 2 to 3 times a day, depending on their age. That's why those snacks need to really have an impact. It's great when the snack can be something that they can actually serve themselves.
So are there snacks that are really bad for you that kids should stay away from? Like potato chips. A lot of potato chips don't cut it.
Nothing should be completely off the table. But again, you want to have more of the stuff that helps them grow. Foods with protein in it and calcium in it fall into that category. And then there are like foods that you just eat because it tastes good and it's fun. It's not going to provide you with those nutrients that are going to help your body grow.
Francis, where can we get books like Eating in Color, Smoothies and Juices, and Feed the Belly?
You can find those on Amazon. And Ron, I do want to mention that I have a new one coming out in the fall called Everyday Snack Tray. So maybe we're going to be talking about snacks again.
That sounds like something that's applicable to not only the children in our lives, but ourselves.
Absolutely, yeah. It's all about making snack trays that are really fun, that don't take forever to make. So I can't wait to talk to you about that one.
I look forward to having you back, Francis.
Awesome. I would love that, Ron.
Our guest has been best-selling author and registered dietitian, Francis Largeman Roth, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Boys, Howie Duro, singer John Davidson, actor Klein Crawford, from Joe Kenda, and in our lifestyle segment, I'm in Dallas and Francis Marchman Wright. Welcome to your come next week when we're going to begin live across the USA and around the world with Ron Sagey today. And until then, I'm Ron Sagey.